Yeah, it's a nice cool morning.
How are you doing, Joan?
I'm okay, how about you?
Doing good.
Good.
Not enjoying the cold, but doing good.
Not me neither.
I love the cold.
Oh, I know.
I like it. I'd rather have a cold. I can always get warm. If it's hot, I can't get
right.
Yeah.
I used to like the cold, but I don't care for it that much anymore. Okay, it looks like Pat's not going to make it.
I text her, but all I could do is text. I don't know if you can. You call her, don't you?
I have called her, but there wasn't any answer. Then the other day, I had no service, I had no internet.
Well, it goes to, it just says that she's, it goes immediately to record.
Yeah.
The message, so.
Okay. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I will adopt the agenda.
I'll
it's Rita.
And Jean.
Rita is adopting and Jean is seconding. Any opposed? All right.
What's adopting?
We adopt the agenda so that we have the agenda to, we're going to follow an agenda.
All right. I read all this on the download last night.
Yep. Public comments for non-agenda items. Do we have any comments for items that aren't on the agenda? Okay. Would anybody like to approve the minutes from the regular meeting of November 13th?
Awesome.
And I'll second.
Okay, Jean and Rita's
the
second.
Second.
Any opposed? Okay. Reports of officers and directors. I'll start that off. We did get some correspondence from Distinguished Programs Insurance Brokerage, giving us a non-renewal notice for our insurance again, like they did last year, which basically, from what it looks like, it's indicating that they're changing their policy again, so they non-renew this policy, and then when the new one comes out, then they'll give us that policy. And I'm sure it'll be at an additional cost.
Oh, yeah.
But
always.
I haven't called the insurance company to follow up on it yet because, again, I'm figuring it's just like last year. That was the same thing because every time they revise the policy, they have to discontinue it and start a new one. Anybody else have anything they'd like to report on?
No, but okay. I think you did a good job on the roads when you did it last time.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, it's a start.
And I know there were rocks on the road, but
yep.
We don't have anybody to follow up and pick them up and throw them.
Yeah.
Well, my tree blaster cart was out there on Apple or Stable tossing them off.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're going to have to do some more once we'll get a break in between storms. We get enough moisture in the ground and then get a break. We'll have to see what we can do.
As long as it doesn't freeze.
So that gets us to discussion review of monthly financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures. Problem is, I got nothing from CAHOA, even though I gave him a week's warning that we were having a board meeting. We'll have everything done. Uh-huh. So we're still having the same problem. I don't know what we're going to do to resolve it, but I'm going to jump all over him Monday with this stuff. He is not responsive to hardly anything. I forwarded a couple of emails from members that were trying to get their totals so they could pay their assessments, and it took him almost a week to respond to those.
So
I don't know if he's just overloaded, he's doing more than he should be doing, or what, but it is...
You better hire somebody.
Yeah, something's got to change, or we're going to have to change. I don't know if we'll find anybody else to do it, but we're going to have to come up with something.
We were lucky to find him.
I know.
Yeah, I was on hold with him yesterday, Mr. Monson, for 18 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was being patient through it, but...
It's ridiculous.
I don't know what they're, I think he's got quite a few associations going, and it's the end of the year, so they're trying to get everybody's end of year stuff done. But
that's not our problem.
That doesn't fix our issues. So I'll get with him and see what's going on. See if I can get some of this stuff moving. So the only thing we've got, I did send out copies of the bank statements so that everybody can see what the balances are at least. But that doesn't really tell us a whole lot.
No, it
don't. But at least we've got the bank statements.
But that bank statement is just from Union, isn't it?
No, I've got all of them.
Okay.
So we've got the Union Bank the reserve and the regular account. Between the two of them, there's $30,000. And then Wells Fargo, with all the deposits from assessments, we've got $15,767 there. So at least we're getting back up to where we have a reasonable balance in the bank so we can afford to do a little bit of something this year.
But yeah, within the entrance.
That's something we have to decide. I did not have it on this agenda, but under the financials, at least we can review it. I don't think we can make any kind of decision, but I did put together a budget for the year, and I did put together the spreadsheets for the maintenance or the reserve study, all that, so that we can kind of go over them, give everybody an idea of where we're at. Like I said, we can do it under the review of the financial reports, but we really shouldn't take action there. It needs to be its own separate agenda item, and I didn't remember it when I was doing the agenda. I did all this stuff the last couple of nights, so. But basically, I took last year's budget and then made a few changes to it to cover the new expense we have for the management company, along with moving stuff around to fit what I've been seeing, which is, we're supposed to have the budget on an accrual basis, so our income is based on 206 lots all paying their assessments, which we know doesn't happen. But I did put the income in there as such, and then I put in the expenses, bad debts, to cover the ones that don't pay.
Right.
Because, again, we're supposed to do this on an accrual basis, not a cash basis. It ends up coming out about the same either way. It's just how we account for it.
Yeah, it's just the bookkeeping.
Yep. But basically that leaves us with a net income for the year of $12,585. And that is not counting a lot of maintenance. That's minimal maintenance based on what we've been doing in the past, which is, very, very little because we don't have it. The majority of our money goes to pay insurance and management fees and bad debts, not to mention lawyers. So by the time we do all that, there isn't a whole lot left. We're taking $36,000, almost $37,000 in assessments, and we end up with... $12,585.
Wow.
That's what it leaves us to do road maintenance with, which doesn't go very far.
No.
That's something else I put in here. I did a little bit of looking at, I went back and reviewed those cost estimates that we had from Bowman a couple of years ago for doing the roads. And basically, to pave a road is $50 a linear foot. To seal coat it, it's $5 a linear foot. And to grade and put base over 30% of what you're grading is $5 a foot.
Oh my gosh.
So it adds up fast. You're not going to get a whole lot done with $12,000.
Yeah.
But one of the things that it did hit me was that the cost for paving and sealing the roads is identical to the cost of grading dirt roads every 2 years when you look at it by the foot. It's $2.50 a foot to grade the roads every 2 years, and it's $2.50 a foot to pave and seal coat. So, basically, we can't afford to pave and seal everything, but it costs us the same to maintain dirt roads as it would if we did pave them.
Wow.
If we had the money up front to pave them.
Yeah.
But anyway, everybody, we should all review this budget, see if there's any comments or anything you want to make on it. I would say that I don't think we need a special meeting. We're supposed to have had this already out to the membership by this month, but I don't think anybody's going to have a big complaint if it goes out next month.
They don't read it.
So we need to look at it and get it approved at the next meeting so that we can have it all mailed. Actually, we can mail a summary this time. Last time we mailed everything, primarily because we had all the new rules that had been adopted and everything. So we sent everything as one big packet. We may want to put all this on the website and then send a summary and tell everybody where they can go to view the entire report.
That's a good idea.
just to save us on printing costs, because if we have the management company do it, they'll probably charge us the printing. But I also did the spreadsheet that I've done in the past that gives our 30-year maintenance plan, which again breaks down all the roads, the paved roads at the cost to maintain those, and the dirt roads the cost to maintain them, along with the cost of maintaining our street signs, all that good stuff. And it goes out through
2058.
Yeah. And then I did summaries of them, like we've done in the past, to include with it, that shows what our assessments need to be at those maintenance levels, what the assessments would have to be. And the first summary is assuming a 20% rate increase all the way to 2030, and then 10% through 2035, 5% through 2039, and we basically cannot afford to maintain the roads at that. We go in the hole every single year to the point where we're, I think the high point here is like $791,000 in the red. So at our current assessment levels, even with the increases at those rates, we'll never be able to maintain the roads. Even if we keep going at 20% a year increase, we can't maintain them. Now, I did a second one with a $200 special assessment for the next several years to go along with the 20% rate increase and reduce how much we spend on road maintenance for the first few years.
How can you get it any less?
We can't. And even at that, you know, we stay in the black with that, but it doesn't do much road maintenance for a while. I mean, we can't really do road maintenance until 2027. All we can do is some grading in between. Basically maintain anything that gets tore up too bad. 2027, we would actually be able to spend almost $150,000 then to do road work. But that's a ways out. I did another one without the special assessments, because they're never very popular. And that summary still has the 20% increase, the 10%, then the 5%. And it reduces our maintenance on the roads all the way through 2028. Keeps them at a bare minimum through then. After that, then we're funded and we can actually go and follow the maintenance schedule. But again, at this point, those roads are going to be in pretty bad shape. But that's probably the most realistic, because we don't have to pass a special assessment. Or we don't have to hit the membership with a special assessment, I should say. Because if we do, if it's much of a special assessment, we'll have a lot of complaints.
And then we pay it anyway.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, is the more, you know, eventually they'll quit paying. And then we'll have more properties that we have to take. Because, I mean, that's our option. If the rates get too high, what we're doing is we end up having to foreclose on all the properties that nobody pays on, and then we're stuck with them. And then we're paying the property tax on top of it.
Yeah.
So, it's a no-win for us. I mean, we already know that. But anyway, I did all these so everybody can review them, and then we can figure out what we're going to do and get this published and get it out to the membership. It would probably be about 10 years out by the time we get the rates up high enough to do anything. And probably by that time, interest rates are probably going to be in the double digits. I mean, right now, if we had a way to pay for it, right now would be the time to take out a loan and pave the roads. But we have no way to pay for it. We would have to triple or quadruple the rates, the assessment, right now to show the income stream. And I don't think anybody will loan us money based on that. Yeah.
Isn't there any kind of funding from state or county?
You can get air quality grants, but they're usually a 10% match, and they're grants. You apply and you see if you get anything. But yeah, they're out there. The problem is that they don't do a whole lot. But other than that, there's very little out there available to us. We're not a government entity, so there's not a whole lot out there.
And they keep adding stuff expenses, but they don't give us any way of getting any help for getting things done.
And the problem is for years, the assessments weren't raised. So they didn't keep up with inflation. And they were never adequate to fully fund everything from day one. So, but anyway, this is all for everybody's review. If you think we need to get it out sooner than after our next meeting in January, I mean, that we wouldn't be able to get it out then until February. If we want it out sooner, we'll have to call a special meeting to approve it. Right now, I'm working on putting all these spreadsheets into the annual report. Like we did before, so that because we've got to do the annual report that spells out all the stuff that we have to tell everybody every year. But anyway, I'm working on that, and I should have that done in the next day or two. So we could have a special meeting if you wanted next week or next Saturday to approve it all so that we could get it published sooner, or we can wait till our next meeting and publish it then. I don't think anybody's going to, I don't think anybody's going to do anything about it. Even if they did, their recourse is to sue us in small claims, and we'd have it published before before we ever got a court date, so it wouldn't matter. Anybody have anything else on financial reports and approved payments and expenditures, since we don't have the financials to do?
Just curious, what was the eBay purchase back in October?
That is for the new bulletin board that we haven't put up yet. Yeah, we have a nice aluminum bulletin board. Now I just have to find time to get up there and redo it. So we have a bulletin board, and we have a new one of those sleeves there to put all the handouts in.
Oh, good.
So I just have to get up there and rebuild the bulletin board. If there's nothing else on that, since we don't have the financials, we can't really approve the expenditures, so we'll table it for the next one. Okay, that gets us to discussion possible action on social media post. As I'm sure most everybody's aware, we have this Carl Schlitz posting on Nextdoor.
What did he say this time?
As far as I know, Nextdoor never, it's in there.
He's putting our address and everything.
Yep.
You're kidding.
No.
That's illegal, isn't it?
Yep. Well, he didn't put addresses. He put lots.
No. Well, a lot, or the corner of.
Yep, I know.
My exact location.
Yep, I know. And it's all public information. Nextdoor never took it down, even though it was flagged. And as moderator, they asked me to vote on it, and I voted to have it removed, but it's still there. What's really funny is Nick... He did a nice reply, and it was automatically flagged by Nextdoor to remove.
Well,
of course, I voted that it should stay.
Why not?
But I don't know what's in it that affected their algorithm, it automatically flagged for removal.
Yeah, so it should have stayed.
I don't know.
Just that no decent person would give out location information.
I know.
Well, he's not a decent person. We've known that.
So I don't know. I don't know why it flagged it, but it did. But again, they never removed it.
Carl, I'm aware of.
You know him?
Well, there's a Carl, and I seen him over here last week at the. He lives over on. I said the corner of Appaloosa and Morgan.
That's him.
he violated the law and trespassed. He's like. I'm looking out for the owners of the properties. What's your name? Do you own this? Well, prove it. He asked me for paperwork.
You didn't get
he can't even do that.
He doesn't belong. I mean, he's a member of...
He's an owner in the association, that's all.
He used to be on the board. He thinks he's running everything.
He's upset with the board's previous boards, and he's been after them for at least... 6 years. Yeah.
Well, I did send this to counsel. This was sent to our lawyer, but I have gotten no response yet. I asked him if they had any suggestions on anything that they could think of that we could do. I added in there that maybe we ought to send a cease and desist letter, but the issue I have with a cease and desist letter, I mean, is that it may just goad him into doing more.
More, because we're paying attention.
Exactly.
This way, He's driving a
but
bus.
But he doesn't go away.
No, he doesn't go away. He's not going to go away.
No.
But if we ignore him, eventually he may.
A cease and desist letter is meaningless. It's just a letter.
Yeah.
But, and I think it might antagonize him to do more. And I don't know of anything legally that we can do at this point yet. He hasn't done anything. There's nothing in here that's not public information. Until he starts putting out something that's not public information, I don't see anything that any recourse that we have. But again, I'm waiting to see if the lawyers come up with anything. But I have not heard back from them yet. And I sent it to him the day after this was posted.
He's got your telephone number in there.
Yeah, well, it's published. It's in the phone book.
Yeah, well, I can't.
So, like I said, it's all public information.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is why he did exactly what he did.
Yeah.
It's public information. He's just trying to irritate us.
He does.
Yep. So I don't know if anybody else...
I said, it's just this idiot, and I ignored it.
I don't know if anybody else has any suggestions on what they would like. The thing that made me the happiest was Nick doing that response. Because that anybody else that reads it, as soon as they see that response, they're going to pretty much ignore whatever Carl has
That's
in there.
Right.
So.
Well, Mrs. Perez didn't.
No, she didn't. But I also, I had an email conversation with her to explain things. And so she has no problem with, you know, she just saw that and thought maybe there was something that she could do because of the roads and stuff. And as soon as I explained what was going on, she was fine.
Yeah.
And again, I told her, like the roads, same issue. Come on out and volunteer. We'll be happy to do roads. We just don't have anybody that wants to get out here and help. So, and she didn't offer
nobody
to help.
Nobody wants to pay anything for us to hire anybody.
And I know her and Marty both are,
they
could do a lot if they wanted to, but neither one of them, you know, nobody wants to. And I understand. I know it's a lot of work.
He's in his 80s too, so I can't see him getting out and doing roads again.
Who, Carl?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Carl Splits?
Yeah.
Oh, he's 80?
Yeah.
He'll
be 81 soon.
But hopefully we can come up with something.
I started doing some pickup on the rocks.
Yep.
Thank you.
And that does help. We do whatever we can.
I don't want to run them over, and I don't want anybody else to run them over. Yep. And then if somebody does, then, you know, of course there might be issues there.
I mean, I had a little bit of time. I took the grader out and made one pass. I made multiple passes, but it was just I did what I could do in the day before it got too dark to see.
Yeah.
And that was as far as I got. But
that rough spot in front of the ranch, that's from the water underneath, right?
Yeah.
Rough spot in front of the ranch.
Yeah, in front of Bob's ranch.
Oh, that's, yeah, but when we have the rains, then there's so much moisture under the road that the road starts falling apart.
It's really bad.
Yep.
It is. It's like
and that's. I think that's the next thing we need to address is take what we still have in Cold Patch out here and at least fill the holes.
Yeah, and it isn't just old, it's really rough.
But we have to have warm weather for that.
They are driving around, and I sure don't mind them driving on the dirt.
But we have to have warm weather to fill those in.
Yeah.
It won't do any good when it's cold. Well, does anybody else have any suggestions or ideas on what to do with Carl?
You don't want me to answer.
Yeah, I know.
My own. He's doing it for attention. If we give him the attention, he's going to even do
worse.
It more. If we just ignore him and not pay any attention to him, I think he's got to eventually stop because nobody's listening to him.
He won't stop.
Well, let him keep on going then. Who's waiting at anyway?
Yeah, he doesn't have more than another 10 or 20 years. And eventually it'll stop.
Well, he supposedly has an aneurysm.
But if I hear anything from council, I'll pass it along to everybody.
Yeah, do that.
I'm going to bug them. I'll send them an email reminder Monday asking them if they found any or if they came up with anything.
Well, it's good that I've held that. I told them don't set foot on my property again. I got my signs up.
Where are you? On what street?
I'm over on Halter.
On Halter?
Yeah.
I think you did tell me that.
Yeah. So, I was shocked when he came upon me that one day. It was even last year, I believe it was.
It would be nice if everybody that caught him trespassing would call the damn sheriff. Because he just thinks he can come and go at will.
I know.
It's very true, and he's wrong. He actually came on my lot sometime in 2020 and asked me what my name was and asked me to produce proof that I was the owner. And the,
oh my
police,
God.
The police can't even do that.
Yeah, he's something else.
So I told him, listen, you trespassed against me. Don't do it again or you're going to jail. I mean, what else can you do?
Yeah.
That's about all you can do.
I sure wish Masonica had let her dogs go. She made them stop.
Yeah. All right, well, that gets us to discussion and possible action on road repairs, street signs, equipment purchases, other maintenance needs. I don't know if anybody has anything new on that.
I know we have the street signs.
We have the signs. We need to get a group together to go out here and put them in. I never did rent a post hole driver. I did all mine by hand.
Oh, boy.
So I don't have one. Otherwise, if I had rented one, I would have gone out there and put the posts in. But we still need to do that. We have to drive all the posts, and then we can put the signs up.
Well, we have an auger, but we don't have
We don't need to do that. We just need to drive them in. But that's still a lot of pounding.
Yeah.
Once we get them in, then, you know, we can get new
I don't know what I have.
Stop signs up.
A shovel that you put in and you push together.
Oh, no, that's a whole post-hole digger.
Post-hole digger?
Yeah.
Well, if anybody ever wants to have it, because my husband bought it. I'm never going to use it. I can't. My back will not let me.
Yeah.
Well, they're good until you get...
Yeah, I know, about 4 feet down.
Yeah,
I
mean,
then you can't... Then
not even, yeah,
but
then
you can't
see down.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what happened to my knee. While I was digging all those post holes and driving all those T-posts in.
Yeah.
That irritated it. Okay, well, that gets us to discussion and possible action on list of volunteer repair and maintenance crew, organization duties, job descriptions, etc.
Well, we send that out every letter.
Yeah. I don't know if we have any new volunteers that anybody knows of, but we can add them to the list if we get any.
I might have interest in volunteering and apparently working with you. I don't know exactly how it works.
Well, the biggest thing is before anybody can volunteer to work, we have to add their name during a board meeting for our insurance because it puts them on the workers' comp.
Okay.
So if you want to be added to the list, we can do that right now.
Okay.
What's your name?
Robert.
Uh-huh.
Chinchar, spelled okay. C-H-I-N-C-H-A-R.
Not just the way it sounds.
Yes.
So yeah, you were one of them that I was trying to get our management company to get back to. I guess they did finally send an email out, day before yesterday, I think it was?
Yeah, that's fine. But Mr. Munson said we use Square, this, that, and this. But if I don't know if it's actually set up with them or not, but he was supposed to essentially send me a Square-branded invoice in regard to my assessment, and then it would offer a pay invoice on that Square invoice, but he had no such thing, and neither did he send it to me, so I just told him I'd send him my order.
Okay. Yeah, the QuickBooks is set up to take payments, but he won't use it. He doesn't know how, so he won't use it.
Yeah, I remember I did use that last year to make my assessment payment, but I didn't remember how to access it or whatnot. So.
No, we have to send you an invoice from QuickBooks, and since he has all the information now and I don't have access to it, I can't do that anymore.
Okay, that's what happened.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. And he's got
I will work with him on that again, too.
For a board meeting, what members? Because if anybody wants to be on a board member, they don't want a whole lot of work to do. This cuts down on that.
But we will add you to the volunteer list as well. Okay. So if there's nothing else on that, I guess we'll go to discussion and possible action to continue use of volunteer labor, licensed contractors, paid staff, etc. We do have the water district's new employee, Izzy. Not new anymore. He's been here almost a year now. But he is willing to do work up there if we want to. We'd have to put him on as an employee. I have not had a chance yet to see what workers' comp and all the other expenses would be to go along with that, or to find out if Monson can do payroll or not, because I'm afraid to even ask. I don't know. But I will try and ask him that and see if we can figure out whether or not he's capable of doing payroll.
Maybe he can help put the bulletin boards up.
There's a lot of things he could do, you know, we could pay him to do, but we would have to do it as an employee. That's the only problem. Although, we could hire him. He does have... Well, he has a...
He does have
his own business, so we can hire him. He's not a licensed contractor, so we can't have him do anything over, I think it's $600. So we could have him do little things, but that's it. As a contractor. Other than that, we would have to put him on as an employee and pay him that way. And I don't know what kind of insurance or anything he's carrying on his business. Because once we hire him, that the liability, you know, is still on us if we don't make sure that he's got adequate insurance. So for the time being, I'll just I suggest we just table that, and we'll look at it again when I get a chance to get some more information on what it will cost us if we hire somebody. Yeah, go ahead, Robert.
Paid staff, what is there something available there?
Well, what we're considering is we need somebody to operate the road grader. We need somebody to do things like put up signs, etc.
Yeah.
Because we can't get any volunteers on any kind of regular basis, there's the possibility we could hire somebody as a part-time employee to do those things.
Might you consider me for such?
That would definitely be a consideration, you bet. So, but the problem is we're not set up for employees. We have to get workers' comp for employees. Right now our workers' comp only covers volunteers. So we have to get workers' comp for employees. We have to get the payroll set up because we're going to have to process payroll taxes, all that.
It was so easy when we just did it for volunteers.
I know. But even that's difficult now because of all the liability.
I think I talked to you about that. We have to have the insurance, and you have to have
Well, now we're supposed to have all the COVID policies. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
It's asinine.
It's hard to get anything done.
We as men, we over-complex things.
Yep. So unless anybody has anything else on that, we'll just table it too, and I'll see if I can get some time to get some information so we know what it'll cost us to add an employee. We may end up adding a couple of part-time employees because if we can't get Monson to start doing what we need done, we may have to bring that stuff back.
Yeah.
Why they?
But if we do, I think it needs to come back to a paid staff because we aren't going to be able to keep up with it. All right. So that gets us to update and discussion of progress with CAHOA, assumption of duties and administrative duties. So I think we pretty much have covered that already.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm going to work with him a little bit more, but if that doesn't work, I think that's our next option.
Yeah,
is to look at hiring paid staff and bringing it back.
We can't continue with meetings with no information.
But the problem is, if we have paid staff, I mean, they'd have to work from home because we don't have an office. But still, we're going to have to do something, so. So if nobody has anything else on that, we'll just carry that over for future as well.
I thought we did this next one.
We did, but I left it on here because I wanted to update everybody on where we're at.
Okay.
I agreed to go ahead and release the one lien that had never been released. There was one that was missed. It was an old one that was done by, what should we call it up there? What's his name?
Carl.
No, not Carl.
Carl. Oh, I know who you mean.
Yeah.
Carl.
Thank you, Cresco.
Cresco.
Yep. I'm getting old. I can't remember things anymore. Yeah. Anyway, that one. Go ahead.
Don't say that. You have a good confession of faith. Your memory is good.
So anyway, I went ahead and agreed to release that for what they owed on the original liens. So we did that. I also threw the other ones that the title search didn't come up with the lien releases on, even though we show that we already released them. So all the liens are released. They're supposed to pay us $300-something through escrow, and then that one's finished. But I got tired of going back and forth and just told them, just pay us that and we'll release it. But that was a project. But I just wanted to let everybody know that has been dealt with. It's taken care of. We are supposed to get some money out of escrow. We'll see if it shows up.
Not enough to help.
But it's through escrow, so it should. So we don't have any action to take on that one. That gets us to discussion and possible action on disposition of motor grader. I'm still open to getting rid of it if anybody ever does come up and want to make an offer. The only thing is, looking at our maintenance budget, we're not going to be able to hire anybody for the amount of money that we've got to do maintenance for quite a few years. So if we do get rid of it, we're not going to get a whole lot done.
Didn't we just buy that big grader?
Yeah.
Well, why is
that? Problem is, we don't have any volunteers that want to operate it. But
that could be me.
Yep, exactly. And I've gone out and operated it. It's not that hard to operate, right. But we need to get volunteers, and I think we still need to. At least if somebody wants to make us an offer on it and we want to sell it, great. But in the meantime, we need to see what we can do with it.
We talked about talking to was it Golden Hills and
yeah, there are some
subcontract work with it.
There are some possible ways that we could we could get some money without selling it. Which, if we wanted to rent it to Mountain Valley, or what is that one over there? Shoot, I can't remember Mountain Meadows CSD, because they rent a grader annually to do their roads, and usually they have somebody over here that does the roads for them with it, but they rent the grader. So we could rent it to them. We just have to realize that we don't have insurance coverage on it, but their insurance coverage would extend to it, because as a CSD, they have insurance, so their insurance would extend to it when they rent it. Go ahead, Robert.
In cases such, you can't trailer that thing.
No, they'd have to road it over there, but it's close enough they could drive it over there. It just takes a while. It's more wear and tear on it, but if they're paying us enough money for it, what I could see it, if they were renting it from us, that their rental would probably cover our maintenance expenses. So in other words, we would be able to operate it basically for free, because they would be paying for the maintenance.
Well, it really does need to be used. I mean,
yeah.
We can't
yes.
Things that sit.
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct.
So it's something we might want to look at. That's a board decision.
Yes.
If we want to let them rent it, I'm sure come spring they're going to be looking for a rental again, and they may very well be interested in doing that. Like I said, they at least being a CSD, they're a government entity, they've got insurance, or should have. We'll make sure they do, but they would have insurance to cover it as a rented piece of equipment.
It needs its tire pumped up again.
Yeah, but at least that would give us some return on it. And hopefully it would be enough to take care of maintenance, so that then we could operate it without any cost other than fuel. So I could find out what the rental is on a grader per day. I'm sure it's 500 or more a day.
It costs $500 to have a skid steer.
Plus, I know that
everything now has gone up so much.
The cost of moving one in and out is the big expense for them. So if they wanted to road it over there, it would save them money. So again, that's up to the board. If you want me to investigate further, I can see what I can do.
I think you should.
Yeah, I think so too.
We should do something with it.
I don't like it to sit there not doing nothing.
No, because you're going to wind up with a piece of steel and not being able to do anything with it.
I keep putting everything in front of it. Got to move everything.
There's got to be some way where that could be used. Number one, used so it's maintained, not sitting.
Yeah.
And also, too, to bring in some kind of funding.
It'd be good to bring in some money.
Well, I'll pass the word along that the board is interested in renting it, provided we come up with something equitable for both parties, and that they have insurance to cover it. And I'll pass that along, and then we'll see what kind of agreement we can come back with for approval.
That sounds good.
That sounds good, yeah. What about people who are local here? There's somebody over there that off of Untali that asked about borrowing the grader.
The problem is, when we start dealing with individuals, insurance.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to have insurance.
Yeah, and they're not going to be able to get insurance as an individual to cover the grader.
Okay.
That's the problem I see.
That's the key.
And we can't rent it with an operator, because then we become a contractor, which we're not.
Which we're not.
So we can't.
We don't want to be.
That would be a huge problem.
Yeah, I see.
I'd love to be able to, because there's a lot of, we could get a lot of use out of it out here.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I see nothing but roadblocks because of liability.
Why they've made things hard.
And again, we can't do it ourselves because we're not contractors.
Yeah.
Once we leave our roads, we need to be a contractor. And as you'd have to be a civil as contractor for roads, so that's a major. Not to mention we'd have to have insurance for that too.
Yeah, insurance companies are.
It just keeps going up and up and up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like I said with that insurance, not that non-renewal notice we got. I'm sure our insurance is going to go up another couple hundred bucks again. So, all right. Well, that's all I've got on the grader, unless anybody else has anything.
Grader just sits. Looks pretty.
Do we have any requests for future agenda items? The one thing I'll put on the next agenda is approve the annual statement so we can get that out.
Yeah. I do, when we do send out that letter that Gene usually writes at the end of the year, I want to include the people that we've lost that have been on the
board. You mean like a newsletter?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do need to put together a newsletter.
Don and Marcus, mention them again in there. Don Rooney and Marcus Smith.
Okay. Well, if nobody has anything else, we can have a motion to adjourn.
I motion.
Any opposed?
I got a gazillion things to do.
That's a good meeting, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's freezing.
Yep.
My legs get cold. What happens with me is...
All right, I guess we're adjourned.
Green slime.